You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Now we'll shift our vision from the micro to the macroscopic movies. The Mill Valley Film Festival starts tonight. This year, more than half of the films on the 11-day festival schedule have a Bay Area connection. One is Finding the Gold Within from Berkeley filmmaker Karina Epperline. The film focuses on the story of six young black men from Akron, Ohio, making the transition from high school to college. They face racism and stereotyping on their journey, but each draws strength from a mutual experience, a mentoring program for adolescents that's taught them confidence and self-respect. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Epperline to learn more about Finding the Gold Within.
They have worked with Alchemy, Inc., the organization in Akron, Ohio, that works in the school system there in the Cleveland area as well, for about 4 to 7 years, some of them 7 years, for a long time. And out of all the school classes, Kwame Scruggs, the founder and head facilitator now of Alchemy, has built a core group. And this first core group that finally graduated from high school is what I then followed into their college years. And within the circle, a story is told. A whole myth is really told. And sometimes it takes several sessions because it's told to the drum and it's an African beat, and Kwame Williams, the partner of Kwame Scruggs, is doing a beautiful job with that. It mesmerizes everybody. In fact, you get so mesmerized, my camera people too, everybody is like into this trance almost of the story.
You know how it starts. Once upon a time, there was this old king who became sick. And he requested that Faithful John be summoned. That was his faithful servant. So he asked Faithful John that I would request that you become a foster father to my son.
That was Jerry Kwame Williams playing the drums and telling that story. He's a co-founder of Alchemy, Inc., which mentors adolescents as they grow up and become young adults. There's a process that they go through where they're asked to think about what resonates with them, and then they keep a journal and they write this in there.
Yes. Kwame always says, write down what resonated with you. And then when they speak, they don't have to speak. They can either read it or they can speak. And then what's most amazing is when they start sharing after the writing down, everybody listens. Eyes open, ears open, present. There is no fidgeting or not listening. And that really was one of the most impressive things for me.
Well, let's hear a clip of one of the young men speaking in the circle. This is after the drum-assisted storytelling.
I have my uncle. I mean, that's kind of my biggest male influence. And I mean, everything he do is wrong, you know? Mm. He sells drugs. I mean, so I kind of got the aspect as, well, I can't do shit. I'm going to be a statistic. So I got in some trouble and stuff, went to jail, got out. I mean, I'm out on bail right now. I don't even speak to my mom no more. I'm not in school right now. I'm on the streets. I ain't even gonna lie. I sell drugs, you know? That's how I get money. That college struggle that y'all talking about, I don't know what that feel like, you know? It's everybody for themselves. That's what I grew up knowing, you know? I'm facing up a felony too right now for robbery and assault. When I got out of jail, I was cool for a week, and then I was right back to the same thing that got me in jail, you know? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just hard, you know?
Hey, thanks for sharing that, Dre. Just look out for him.
We got you.
Thanks, CJ.
Okay, that was a young man named CJ, and it's clear how safe he feels in that circle. I mean, with his peers, with his mentors, it's a safe space for him. I'm wondering, when a young man's struggling like that, how does that organization support him beyond the circle?
They have, like here he says, Dre help him. You know, they have had a couple of younger men who then look out and stay in contact with them. and, you know, give them advice where to go to ask for help and offer themselves help. The wonderful thing is that he actually hung in. He got through just a 2 week of jail. And then this is really the help of this program, you know, that he kept his spirit up. He's now doing the rapping, and he's a really good rapper, so people buying him basically for that, and he makes some money. You know, we all say be a little careful with that too, because some of that is really just the gangster rap, and it might not be in the long run really what he needs. But they're pushing for applying to college and things like that and giving them hope. And so he came back to reunions each time. And I would see him better and better. And that just really, I mean, that was just meant so much to me.
That's Berkeley filmmaker Karina Epperlein, who directed Finding the Gold Within. Let's listen to one more clip where one of the mentors shares this story with a group of elementary school kids.
You ready to go on that journey? Once upon a time.
It's about a hungry hunter who catches a boa constrictor. He's planning to kill it and eat it, but the snake tells him that if he lets it live,
I will make you the richest man on earth.
So after he tells the story, Kwame Scruggs asks the kids to think about it and decide what would they choose to do.
Okay, Darren, what you gonna do?
Okay, I will not kill the boa because I will sacrifice, take the money, and I will trust the snake.
Ajante, what you gonna do and why?
I will just wait to be rich beyond his wildest dream because I might get lucky and catch a bunny or something.
Shutter.
I said I would kill him and sell his skin and eat him because, well, I'm hungry, so I gotta eat or I'm gonna freak out. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. For the majority of urban youth, okay, we always going for what we can get right now. Okay, you want to start making sacrifices for longer down the road. Okay, so you want to start doing your homework, yeah, in the classroom, making your sacrifices right now.
And then they begin drumming. I'd like you to describe, because we're radio, you're a filmmaker, what's happening then as they start drumming.
As they start drumming, then, is a sort of an ecstasy has entered the room, and a happiness. And this is the magic that I was telling you early on when we started. And so then they jump up. One of them jumps up and starts dancing, and the others join in. And it is the pure joy of being alive.
These children.
The children just, and you just kind of known from those comments before you've heard that some of them maybe are in real life hungry. When he says, I don't want to go hungry, that might be true. The mother might be working 3-4 jobs. So to see that erupt, and you know, again, it's like your heart just jumps. And I wanted to evoke that for an audience to, you know, use these very highly charged moments.